Okay.
You know, we were talking about pollution. The pollution side of it is this. You can't reduce the pollution by increasing what's causing the pollution. More companies coming in, even if they do put in some, not all, of the reduction equipment that's necessary, you're still adding more on top of more. Well, the only way you get air quality better and the quality of life better is you have to reduce and constantly force that level down to zero. But you can't do it. You can't add by subtraction.
That's right.
You know, you can't add by you can't. You know, you can't. You can't think. You can't subtract by addition.
Subtract by adding. Yeah.
You got to actually do it, and you got to do it. You can't add more and then think, oh, we're going to subtract. Well, okay, but let's add some more. Okay, well, we're going to subtract. That's okay. We're going to add some. No, you got to actually do it, and you can't do it by expanding an industry that looks long term. 15, 20, 30 years to get a return on this investment.
Right.
That's unrealistic. And that's why I tell people when I talk, I break that kind of stuff down, even about how oil and gas operates and why prices are high.
Right.
You know, it wasn't artificially created. It was created by a series of actions, much of which was not done by government officials, except when Trump went to talk to the Saudis and Russia, when we had the oil glut and the prices were real low. Oh, you got to cut production back. You're flooding us with oil. They're not making any money. Remember when oil per barrel was minus zero?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there wasn't.
Yeah. Know. Well, that's because it was a glut on the market and prices just went.
Yeah.
Everybody got happy. Then COVID came.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he went and talked to them. Y'all got to cut back on production. You keep sending more oil over here. We're never going to get the price up. Let's absorb all of the glut until it gets down. And now we got to build reserves and supply up, but then you can turn the spigot back on and oversupply, but then there's so much demand that the price is just going to keep going up.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what they did. So it's all controlled. It's all, they ain't smoking mirrors because it's real, but that's how it operates.
Yeah.
And the people that make those decisions ain't me and you, and some of them ain't even in the halls of Congress.
Yeah.
They're the oligarchs and the company owners and all of that who are looking at addressing a bottom line so stakeholders, shareholders, and board of directors can get paid.
Right.
Meanwhile, we suffer paying these crazy prices.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, any more you want to do at some other time, I don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow or whatever or so forth, but we'll get together and